This is Davin's Den.
We are back, last segment of the first show of November. It has been fun thus far, I must admit.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of nonsense to discuss. It all goes to hell when we're not around. But now we will do some scamming scammers. All right, and so there were some major developments when we last left off a few weeks ago. Fake Davin and Michelle, who is in the military in Yemen, because that's for reals.
Sure she is.
And we have a couple of Michelles, but at least this version of Michelle and Fake Davin have finally gotten together. It seems that these kids are a couple, so that's very exciting. Now, things took a turn when Michelle asked for Fake Davin's dick pic. So Fake Davin complied. Real Davin did an image search, but Pip, I mean, really, it was like seeing Icarus take flight. The way Pip went into detail and analyzed, it was like John Madden and Pat Summerall, like in the 80s during a New York Giants Dallas Cowboys football game. The telestrator, the nuance, the rings, the description. That is the type of detail our Pip Helix gave to this penis. She was all over it, like a real penis.
If you didn't want me to do color commentary on the penis, don't show it to me.
Pip, I don't think, and my defense, I don't think any of us could have expected how much glee and joy and really a use of adjectives that we have not heard in the 10-plus years of this show. And there's been many opportunities. But it was like she was a career minor leaguer. And she finally got that chance to shine in the big spot. And boy, did she. We'd been holding her back all these years. And boy, did Pip come to play 2 weeks ago when we did the show.
I came into my own, if you will.
And it came into our own. So, yes. So, Pip had all these restrictions, the lines, the shading, all these things. And then after all this, and the girls in the chat were losing themselves, then all this, Pip goes, well, was it yours? Like, after all that, I would go, all right, you got me. After she said how much she did not like this penis, I would go, well, now that you bring it up.
so to speak.
Yes. So.
And
then Deborah in the chat wound up sending me a bunch of examples that we could send.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Deb.
All right, so let's pick up right after I sent the pic to refresh everybody's memories. I just sent the penis pic. This is the end of March 18th of 2020. Yeah, hon, not like I'm sitting here naked loud. She goes, wow, so pretty good. I love it so much. So we know I'm not talking to Pip on the other end of the scam call.
Oh, I blew my cover, yeah. So to speak.
Yeah, so, huddle, ooh. So I go, glad you approve. She goes, you know, it's been a long time, but it's just that I can't see it too well. I go, what would you like to do with it? And then I go, did you just call me small? I can't see it. Well,
is the picture up yet?
What's it look like when it's fully grown? Oh, it's a starter penis. She goes, no, I didn't call you small, please. I would like to suck your dick, honey, and you sex with you. And you sex with you.
And you sex with you?
You heard the woman. I feel like having sex with you right now, honey. Honey, I'm back to see your dick because I've not seen dick for a very long time.
Where's he been?
You gotta quit beating around the bush.
I'm trying to beat around the bush, Joe. I'm trying to beat around it. So I go, well, I've never done that before. So that's where we left off. And you guys both contend that this is a woman. You feel that this person I'm dealing with is a woman.
Yeah. There's an awful lot of dick talk right now for a guy to feel comfortable with that.
Well, I mean, a gay guy could.
It's not a homosexual guy.
Could be a homosexual guy. Could
I mean,
be.
It sounds like a construction. Let me see your cock, Chase. Yeah.
I mean, could be really just good at scamming. So she laughs. She
really
goes.
Really transactional.
Yeah, she.
I'd like your cock, please.
Well, that's all I want to hear. She laughs. She goes, well, you'll start it with me, honey. If I come back for a mission, we will do it, okay? I go, if you come back? She goes, yes, honey, sweetheart. How are you doing? I hope you are doing pretty good. I'm missing you. Oh, love. And then she sends me a bunch of hearts and lips. So that was at 5:53. I respond. That was at 5:53 a.m. I respond at 7:38 a.m., which is right during Morning Joe and Boomer and Geo. So that's probably what I was watching in the basement. I go, one of those shows. I go, hi, baby. What do you mean if you come back? When is your tour over? She goes, I mean if I come back for mission. I mean deployment. We will have sex together. And then 8:15, she goes, hi, I am sorry. I was busy with friends. Today is her day. We are gathered to make her special day happy and fun. We are celebrating our friend's birthday. I go, did you find out how old she is? Of course you'll come back. Do you think we should try cyber sex? It involves a good imagination, I am told. Now, in the past, you know, Fake Davin in his various incarnations often tries to get some of this. And, you know, he has had cyber sex with Belinda as a pet. He was the pet. There was Jane. There was Jane who came on his pictures, which was very interesting. But
very, disturbing.
Yeah, but very often it does not pan out. It doesn't.
No.
Do we feel that this will pan out?
Not the way that we anticipate.
So
I think it will, though.
So Joe feels we're going to have down and dirty cyber sex, and Pip is expecting a twist. Okay.
I'm expecting it to go awry someplace.
It always does, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
She goes, okay, is in your hands, honey. I go, does that mean you'd like to try it? Sorry, from where, honey? I don't know what the fuck that means. I mean, would you want to try cyber sex? If it's where we tell each other, what would we do to the other while... Fucking read, stupid. It is where we tell each other what we would do to the other while masturbating. I confused myself because I had a question mark there. But so I'm explaining what cyber sex is. To everyone. To everyone, so everybody knows.
Thank you.
You're welcome. She goes, okay. She goes, okay, honey, so what do you doing now, sweetheart? I go, doing some research. How was the party? She goes, okay, are you at home, honey? I go, yes. She goes, I really miss you, sweetheart. I go, aw. She goes, what are you put on now? What do you think I said to that?
What are you put on now?
Well, that's what she said, Joe.
I think you're going to describe your clothes.
I would say you're naked.
I said, huh? Because I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Huh?
She goes, what, honey? I go, I didn't understand your question. She goes, I mean, what are you wearing? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, are we about to have sexy talk? And I send her a heart emoji, an eggplant emoji, and a lips emoji. She goes, yes, honey. Ooh.
Hey, now.
I go, just a pair of shorts. What are you wearing? She goes, I'm wearing brain and panty.
Brain and panty?
She's very smart, Joe. She's wearing brain and panty.
It sounds like she just murdered somebody and she got some on her. What the fuck?
Maybe Michelle is really Dexter.
You know, if something's going to get me hot, it's a smear of brain matter.
You could use all the brain you could get. So sure, I understand.
Oh my God. Brain and panty.
I'm wearing brain and panty. Baby, can dick and send it to me?
Brain and panty.
And then baby, can dick and send it to me? Cyber sex is going to be a little challenging.
Now with an opening like brain and panty, this is going to be splendid.
You know, know what? You know what, Pip? Some people like smart people. Can't help it if you're just all about Mr. Helix's good looks. Some of us like a little intelligence in our lives.
You know what? If he came to me and said the phrase "brain and panty," it's on.
You know what? You fucking fiends were married on Halloween, so I wouldn't be surprised if he did say that to you.
It could have happened. Actually, I have to think back.
Exactly. I go, what color, baby? She goes, black, honey. And I go, I would pull you in close and kiss your lips. She goes, me too, sweetie. I feel like be with you now and have sex with you now. All right, well, look.
I feel like what with you?
I feel like be with you. She wants to be with me and have sex with me now.
I thought you said I feel like pee with you. And I was like, no.
I wouldn't rule that out.
I know. But, Joe, I don't want to know this.
All right, so I won't read it. I won't read it, Pip. If you don't want to know, I won't read how it turns out.
No. I want to know.
Okay, that's what I thought. I go, I feel the same way. She goes, but that should be when I'm done with my mission. This close. I go, well, we're not technically having sex. I was just going to help you masturbate. She goes, okay. I go, should we continue? She goes, yes, of course, honey. What are you laughing at, Jeff?
I'm going to help you masturbate. Okay, that's fine.
Sure. All right, then.
Sure, like when I asked you what you were doing with the pot when you came out of the bathroom. It's that type of conversation. It's that type of thing. And that, yes, Pip, that really happened. antics ensued. Anyway. She goes, yes, of
course. Lisa says in the chat, brain and panty comment equals, and then she has two little squirt emojis.
Well, Lisa, we're glad we could get you going on this Tuesday night.
Well, before she had an eggplant and an up arrow.
All right. Well, you know what, Lisa? Lean back, ease off the panties, and get ready for some brain, dear. She goes, "Yes, of course, honey." I go, "Okay." I kiss your neck. She goes, "Me too, sweetheart." I go, as I kiss you, I unclasp your bra. She goes, what, honey? I don't understand you. Like, I'm the one talking nonsense.
Really?
I should have said, I unclasp your brain. That's what I should have said.
I think that was unclasped a while ago.
Yes. She goes, what, honey? I don't understand you. I said, as I kiss you, I take off your bra. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, take off your bra, love. She goes, baby, I'm naked already. I touching my pussy now, honey. Well, this escalated.
Right in.
Yes, right in. That's what we want, Pip. Right in.
By the way, Lisa says, I've been ready.
That a girl, Lisa. This is the show for you. Pour yourself a little wine. I said at the top, the way to listen to this show is the lights turned down low, a glass of wine, and your pants off. I don't lie to you folks. I don't lie, except for the time when I said Lyndon Baines Johnson was coming to the Def Leppard concert that Joe and I are seeing next year. That was the only time I lied.
That was a big lie.
It was.
Because I was ready for the big Johnson.
I know.
Never have.
She goes, I touching my pussy now, honey. I go, are you wet, love? She goes, are you holding your dick? What, honey? I don't understand you, baby. God damn it, it's impossible to get hot.
If you're going to keep asking questions every couple of minutes, I'm not going
to. You know what? Unclasp your brain again, stupid.
I like the way, it's like, I'm touching my dick, and it's like, I don't understand. It's not like the ball game where you keep it on and just do chores, you know? I got it on the background, though.
So again, I'll repeat. Are you holding your dick, honey? What? I don't understand you, baby. I go, I am. Is your pussy wet from excitement? She goes, yes, of course, honey. Honey, you said that you were holding your dick. Snap it, let me see. How many dick pics does this woman need? My dick can't...
I like the way she said, like, of course, my pussy's wet from excitement. Yes, it is. Like, of course, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter, stupid? Of course it is.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Like, of course.
Right now, my lips are like a slip and slide. What's wrong with you?
It's like a St. Bernard's been slobbering on it. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Here.
I've been ready to go. I don't even want your money. I'm just here for the sex. But I will say, this is definitely different so far than the other ones.
Yeah, because they were, when it came down to it, a lot of them get really prudish right about now.
Yeah, but she's like all in.
Oh, I'll say.
But she wants another dick pic. I don't have time to Google.
And you really, don't want to pick something with some kind of like watermark on it.
Fucking be great. Why is there a watermark? I was excited. It was wet.
Because I spread it to everybody. It became, like, downloadable.
Yes. I go, she goes, honey, you said that you were holding your dick. Snap it. Let me see. I go, is your pussy shaved or hairy? This is, like, really fucking embarrassing to read, but it's like, all right. I guess this one won't be on terrestrial.
No.
She goes, sweetheart, I shaved my pussy. And how about you, Lisa? No, you don't have to answer. Anyway.
She just said Niagara Falls moment.
Aw.
Sports.
So now I said, take a picture of it, baby. Listen, I showed mine. She should show hers. Let's see what we're working with here. She goes, what about you? Did you shave your dick? Now, what do you think she says next?
That she likes a shaved dick.
What do you think, Joe?
I don't think she does.
She goes, baby, like I told you before, we are not allowed to do that here, okay? I go, no one will know, honey. And then she sends me that fakakta copy of the bullshit rules that I called bullshit once before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I go,
take picture of pussy and send it to comrade.
All right, why is she Russian now? The hell?
They're in Yemen, dear.
And she's an American soldier. I don't know what the hell you're doing over there. I go talk about a boner killer. I go, and it does not say no pussy pics.
You will get sent in places very uncomfortable.
She goes, baby, we are not allowed to do that here because of security reasons. Please, I don't want to get in trouble, okay? You never know when the enemy is going to infiltrate your vulva. You never know.
Yeah. This is very true for life.
That's why Sammy Hagar called it a 3-lock box, because you have to keep out the enemy. So she goes, please, I don't want to get in trouble, okay? I go, ISIS will declare war on your pussy? I go, is your pussy a weapon of mass destruction?
That's great.
She goes, stop.
PMD.
She goes, stop, please.
PMV.
She goes,
that's great.
What PMV? I got it. She goes, stop, please. I go, okay, tell me how you're touching yourself. She goes, I was touching myself when I was shaving my pussy, okay? Well, yeah, I mean, you're not going to do that freehand. You got to put things where they belong.
It's about as erotic as a tax audit.
It was erotic before. Now it's weird. It was erotic before.
Kind of. I was touching my nipples while I was pulling the hairs out or from around them. I mean, it's like,
wow.
That.
Go on. Go on, Pip. Tell us more about your Saturday night.
I wasn't describing my evening.
Sure, Pip, you're amongst friends. Go on. Unburden yourself.
Well, I got these big-ass tweezers, you say.
You probably can't see your nipples, Joe. It's just like a fucking pancake hidden in a jungle.
Can you imagine?
I don't have to imagine. We have pictures. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Look, Gorilla Tits was my screen name for just a little while.
Before she settled on Pip Helix, it was going to be Gorilla Tits.
Yeah, it was already chosen.
Yes.
I just get shy. I'm Davin. I'm Joe. I'm Gorilla Tits.
Yeah, but you know what? I was gonna have to be Gorilla Tits 17. There were so many before me.
I'm joined by Dav Rosebud. Tonight we are joined by Joe Curry. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
And Gorilla Tits 17. Hey, Gorilla Tits 17.
Hey, everybody.
That's what the show intro could be every week. And who's to say it won't be next week?
Goals for 22.
Goals. I don't know if I can wait, Joe. I might have to do that next week.
Yeah, but speaking of which, we got special surprises coming up at Christmas time.
Oh,
yeah.
Special show.
Oh, yeah.
So I go, are you touching yourself now? She goes, no, I'm done with shaving, honey. Or should I be touching it? I go, okay, I thought I was going to help you come. She laughs.
Because while you're shaving it and cut your fingers off.
She goes, if I'm there with you, you could have done that to me. But you are far from me, sweetheart. I go, that's why I was going to write sweet things while you touch yourself. It's fantasy. She goes, okay, honey, do me one favor. What do you think? What do you kids think the favor is?
Money.
Joe says money.
I'm afraid because she's womanscaping and asking for a favor.
I can't figure in my flu and not pick up a couple of bucks.
I think she wants another dick pic.
You don't think it's a Gillette?
Could be.
She goes, okay, honey, do me a favor. I go, what is it, okay? She goes, by sending me your dick pic. Very good job, Pip. Very well done. Good for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Good on you, Gorilla Tits 17.
Thank you.
She does that too well.
I do an excellent chimpanzee. Do you want to hear?
No, your ass does an excellent baboon, but no.
You want to hear the chimpanzee? Joe wants to hear it.
Oh, fine.
Just,
go.
Just for a second.
Fine.
All right, I'm going to move my mic away because I don't want to scream right into it.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
And that's what Sunday morning sounds like at the Helix House. Okay. Swinging from the chandeliers over there. Those crazy kids. Those crazy heel eye. Anyway. She goes, by sending me your dick pic, I laugh. I go, why do you need another one? Are you collecting them? Is it for a Christmas card? She goes, Christmas card?
Collect all 12.
Sure. She goes, Christmas card? I go, oh, I bet it would look lovely with a wreath around it.
Not of candles.
Blue balls. It's dick pics around the Christmas tree. I bet it'll look lovely around the wreath around it. I go, hi ho, hi, Merry Dickmas.
Oh, that's great. I'm just picturing my new wreath for the front door.
No, we can make that happen. She goes, baby, you know I've not seen a dick for a long time now. I go, you just stare at it? She goes, what? I go, what are you doing with the one I sent? She goes, nothing, honey. It's making me happy. You know what? You have turned my sadness to happiness. And that's what getting a picture of my cock does, kids.
Turn
upside down. Sure. I go, how does it make you happy? She goes, it's because I have not have sex or seen dick for a long time, honey. I go, well, I tried to help you masturbate. She goes, what? I don't understand you, honey. We're going to have a problem here.
That's a problem.
I go, I wanted to make you come when you were naked before. She goes, you mean you want me to... She goes, you mean you want me to send you my naked picture? Okay.
Oh, what the hell? Why not?
Sure.
I mean, if you're offering.
I go, I would love that, but I was saying when you were naked, we could pretend we were together. We could write sexy things to each other. While that was happening, you could masturbate, and then I could relay it on my radio show a year and a half later. I didn't actually say that last part.
No, I didn't think so.
She goes, okay, no problem, honey. Send me your dick pics, sweetheart. I will say, this one asks for dick pics the way most of them ask for, like, iTunes cards.
Very persistent.
I laugh. Yeah. I go, I sent you one. I'm going to call you the bone collector.
Nice.
You think she's looking for a dick pic? So then she could hold it for ransom and go, I'll post this on your page?
Yeah.
I think that's a sound possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why you won't find any dick pics of me floating.
You're not scaring me. I go, what's it coming? A cock is coming. Next week, a cock.
That's your give me some headshot.
Yeah.
I go, I'm going to call you the bone collector. She goes, stop. I go, huh? She goes, but you said that you love me, but you can't prove it. Why? I go, don't say that. And I think that's a good place to stop.
That was great. The bone collector.
Brain and panty.
Panty. You know how in England, pubs name themselves after certain things, like the bird and bell,
you know,
the eagle and the whatever. Mm-hmm. The brain and panty. Yes, the brain and panty. Now, there's a pub I could enjoy.
So, what do you guys think of this latest development?
I was just going to say that I'm kind of surprised that we've had so many more questions about dick pics than money.
Like I was just saying, I think she's going to get the dick pics and then turn around and hold it hostage.
I think she's really into me.
It's fun to pretend.
No, I think she's really into me.
Do you think she's going to, like, tie it up and hold it for ransom?
Yeep, 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 yeep. Now, to Joe's point, that is why we warn against people, and many people who've been involved with scammers, they leave their cameras on, they do have sexy time with each other, and then the scammer screen grabs what's going on and uses it, or people do send naked pictures of themselves. And it is, to Joe's point, it is held for blackmail and for ransom. So,
right.
I guess that could be on the table. Although, Joe, I like to think that this is love.
No. She wants a picture of you pulling on your cuff like you're starting a lawnmower.
Oh, my God. That's a really long yank.
There's a girl. Act it out. Every good joke needs to act out. There's a girl.
My God, was a landscaper. Immediately got a terrible visual.
Why terrible? I think the length was pretty accurate. I thought you did pretty good with that.
Lisa says cock might be currency in this scenario.
You know, Lisa's right, because basically if you send her those cock pics and they turn it around,
You
know what? Because if they're asking for a gift card. If they're asking for a gift card or something like that, you know, usually in your end, you'll try to get out of it. However, you know, if they send a picture of you pulling your rod and they're going to post it on your Facebook page as an emoji, you know, you're going to pony up with cash quick.
You would think. So you guys think that's how this is going to turn out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
If this happens. If this were to happen, how would fake Davin react?
You'd be proud of it.
Fake. I would tell her, go ahead, post it. I'm a porn star.
You'd just be like, you know what? You're just going to get me more girls. They see what I'm rocking here.
Well, I told you a scammer wrote me telling me that they're going to post pictures of me jerking off or something like that. And there's actually a gay porn star called Joe Curry. And I go, I'm a gay porn star. I go, I do that for money. And I go, plus, I'm putting a curse on you as well. You know?
That's great.
So now in your scenario, she turns around. She threatens fake Davin. Fake Davin calls her bluff and says, he is not plussed. Go for it. Do what you want. What happens then?
She goes away.
She goes away.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to back off because it didn't pay off.
So
he would have asked for money by now, or alluded to the money, or before they would have sex with you, allude to getting money. But the simple fact that she has been adamant about getting cock pictures is that she's going to be setting you up for blackmail.
All right, so you see that as being end game. Now I believe we are about a month in. We started talking on February 20th. Of 2020, we are now March 19th of 2020. I do believe the long for this was about a month, right? When you guys...
Oh, yeah.
So So you guys see this coming to a to an end within the next show or two?
It may be longer if you're going to drag out getting the pitches, but basically if she gets the pitches, then you might turn around and try to blackmail you.
Well, she's got one, Joe. She's got one picture already.
All right. Maybe she wants to collect the whole set. And this way, she will, then turn on you, and we'll see how, and after you tell her to go to hell, then you won't see her no more.
What do you think, Pip?
Yeah, I'm thinking that, well, actually, I'm thinking that you probably did dig up another dick pic, and she's probably going to turn around and go like, ha-ha, now that I have more than one, that she's going to try to say, give me money or I'll show these to everybody.
All right, so you think I send more dick pics. Joe, do I send more dick pics or am I a one dick pony?
Yeah, and I know where we can get some. Deb can help us with them. We have a couple on. Thanks to our pal Deb, we have some on file.
So you guys think fake Davin will be coming up with more dick pics?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. Very interesting. We will see. We'll have to see. I am of the mind that these kids are in love, and I finally found a scammer who's into the fun stuff. Finally, what fake Davin's been looking for.
Well, I think she wants more pictures because, remember, she hasn't seen dick in a long time.
Yeah.
She'd like to make a closer acquaintance.
Yes. Well, all right. But it's against regulations for her to send me a pussy pic.
I know, right? I don't know.
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. Like, Gunnery Sergeant Hartman is running around the back. What's in this here? Is this pussy sex? Gunnery 20. Sit there and look at that pussy. You downloaded it. They'll pay first.
Drop and give me 20.
All right. Joe, where will you be? Actually, before that, I'm sorry. My bad. We got to thank the sponsors first. My bad. We'd like to thank Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. Sensei Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
And Side Splitting Productions. You want a comedian? Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Call them 551-404-3094. Comedians make a perfect event for your office party or Christmas party. I will be working on Christmas Eve in somebody's house, insulting them again because that's what they wanted a few years ago. So alas, I'll be doing it again. So Christmas time, great time to hire a comedian. Definitely do it. Now, Joe, where will you be?
Will be nowhere. However, I would like to take this time to wish Lisa a happy birthday. It was a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
I also want to thank our good friend Deborah, my longtime friend Deborah. She came out to the show, came out with her friend. We had a great time hanging out with her. My friend Randy, Dawn, and Patrick, who came out. I just want to thank everybody for coming out. It meant a lot. So thank you very much.
Did you send that video to Lisa that we made?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did.
I don't know which Lisa's in the chat room, but I don't know.
Yeah, Lisa One Eye.
Lisa One Eye. Okay. Very good. Very, very good. Because you know what? A video from Joe and I really makes any day a fucking perfect happy birthday. That's what I say. fucking pen's falling apart. All right. Thursday. I'm trying to think of the date. November 18th. Thursday, November 8th.
The 18th. I got a calendar in front of me.
Thank you. Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill, starring Brad Lowry, Ashley Gudermuth, and Molly Sperduto. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444 at the River Grill in Newburgh. Oh, that was a show with a lot of laughs, a lot of interesting stuff. Fun time. We definitely had a very fun comedy tour, but it's good to be back with all you guys and doing this little show. We will see you all next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching.